Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News. For Wednesday, March 11th, 2015, I'm Elizabeth Nonemaker. Los Angeles police today identified the victim of a fatal hit-and-run just north of USC. 58-year-old Elias Aceves died after being struck by a black sedan on Tuesday. Russell Simon has more on the search for the driver.
The crash happened late last night in a crosswalk near Portland and 23rd Street. The man's body flew about 70 feet in the air after being struck, and the man was treated at the scene and transported to a hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Security cameras recorded video of the collision, and according to DPS Deputy Chief David Carlisle, LAPD is investigating.
Well, LAPD collected the video evidence this morning. They did an extensive on-scene investigation last night.
There are nearly 20,000 hit-and-run accidents in Los Angeles each year. Last year, 144 people were severely injured, and 27 people were killed. 2 weeks ago, four people were injured at the corner of West Jefferson Boulevard and McClintock Avenue when a car plowed into a light pole near campus. One student was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Now, students, like Nikolai Partielli, are paying extra attention when they cross the street.
I've definitely been checking my lefts and rights more than I used to, and when I cross, I definitely really make the effort to look both ways.
But sometimes, looking both ways is not enough. The victim in last night's crash was struck in the crosswalk, another reminder to not cross the street until cars stop. Russell Simon, Annenberg Radio News.
Attorney General Kamala Harris visited Pitches Detention Center today to launch Back on Track LA, a program to reduce the number of prisoners who return to jail after their release. There are 90 men in the program whose ages range from 18 to 30. They're known as triple nons, men whose offenses were nonviolent, non-serious, and non-sexual. Back on Track emphasizes personal accountability to self, family, and community. The program can last as long as 30 months and provides training in areas like education, child support, cognitive behavior, and job placement. Jeff Tsai is the Special Assistant Attorney General.
Our traditional notion that we simply use jail as a band-aid over a lot of existing problems is not the answer. When we start seeing our participants returning back to society, that's when I think that the public will start seeing the real benefits of programs like this.
Attorney General Harris launched a Back on Track program in San Francisco in 2005, which saw recidivism rates of low-level drug offenders drop from 54% to below 10%. Program leaders hope it will serve as a model for the rest of the country. A jury today awarded more than $13.5 million to a woman who said her company was ruined when Beverly Hills Unified School District scrapped a contract with her. Karen Christensen owns the management company Strategic Concepts. She wept when the award was announced. Her attorney argued that the former district school superintendent used his influence to scrap the deal in order to steer the contract to a company he represented. $7.5 million was awarded for the contract termination, and the other $6 million was for damage caused to the reputation of the company. Short-term housing options like Airbnb have become extremely popular, but they might have a negative impact on renters in Los Angeles. Abby Brewer explains why.
The growing popularity of Airbnb, which allows homeowners to rent out their residences on a short-term basis, is driving up the cost of rental housing in some of the most sought-after neighborhoods in Los Angeles. Hollywood, Silver Lake, and Venice have the highest concentration of Airbnb rentals. In Venice, 70% of all housing rentals are Airbnb listings. Ben Poston, a reporter for the Los Angeles Times, covered the issue in today's publication.
This one guy, he looked in this new development, and there were 40 apartments in one development that were all on Airbnb. And he's saying, look, you know, I think it was $2,700 for a one-bedroom apartment.
Poston says, in the near future, this will continue to be a problem for long-term renters. But regulations and the works could change this. Abby Brewer, Annenberg Radio News.
Three people were arrested today for helping hundreds of foreign nationals stay in the country by falsely claiming student status. Federal authorities say 51-year-old Hee Sun Shim and two others made nearly $6 million a year off of sham vocational schools that issued fraudulent records. Students from South Korea and China transferred to the schools but never attended classes, paying up to $1,800 every 6 months for student visas. Today, Today was overcast, but by the weekend, LA Marathon runners will have to deal with an unexpected heat wave. Alexia Narcisse looks ahead to Sunday's event.
Sunday's LA Marathon is shaping up to be the hottest in the event's 30-year history, and measures are being taken to ensure runner safety. The temperature is expected to touch 90, which would easily surpass last year's record-setting finish line by nearly 10 degrees. Event coordinators are taking measures to beat the heat. The start time was moved up 30 minutes to 6:55 a.m., and wave starting points will be implemented to make it easier for runners to get water. Barry Morrell, the marathon coordinating chairman of the 1,200-member LA Leggers running group, explained some of the key areas runners need to keep in mind.
The neck, top of the head, and the back of both knees are actually furnace points on the body. The body releases heat at those points. So if we can cool down the back of the neck and the top of the head, you can actually cool down the body core temperature.
For marathoners like ARN's own Megan Coyle, prepping goes beyond the morning of the race.
I'm actually going to start hydrating like 2 days before. What I've learned, like, it doesn't really matter how much water you drink the day of. It's more about how much you drink the 2 days before that. So I'm going to start drinking tons of water and getting a good night of sleep and just eating kind of foods that won't like dehydrate me.
Despite the heat, the marathon is expected to have more than 26,000 participants this Sunday. Alexia Narcisse, Annenberg Radio News.
Sports Minute
with Max Holm.
USC Pro Day took place on campus today as the top Trojans in the NFL draft worked out for scouts at Cromwell Field. The group was headlined by star defensive tackle Leonard Williams, receivers George Farmer and Nelson Agholor, and running back Buck Allen. Many Trojans are leaving for the NFL, and according to Kobe Bryant, he's leaving the game of basketball after next season. Bryant said yesterday that while there's no doubt he'll return for the 2015-16 season, for now he doesn't want to play past next year. Kobe's Lakers won last night against the Detroit Pistons and face the New York Knicks at Staples tomorrow night in a battle between the NBA's two worst teams to watch. The Los Angeles Clippers are at the Thunder tonight and need to rack up wins out in the wild, wild west. Spring training rolled on today with the Angels in action against the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Los Angeles Dodgers entertaining the Chicago Cubs. And finally, more news out of Carson, where the Raiders and Chargers are looking to move to Los Angeles. Stadium organizers will kick off a petition drive tomorrow to rack up 8,000 signatures, which would approve the building of an NFL stadium. This has been the Sports Minute. Max Holm, Annenberg Radio News.
And make sure to tune in to KXSC.org to hear Evan Budrovich broadcasting the Pac-12 basketball tournament. The stock market stabilized today after recent losses, with the S&P 500, Dow, and NASDAQ all trading mildly lower. The euro continued its recent slide as well, falling to a 12-year low in relation to the dollar. While this is good news for Americans traveling in Europe, some Wall Street analysts are concerned a strong dollar will lead to the Fed raising interest rates. Have you ever been to a concert and left with a ringing in your ears? That's called tinnitus, and for millions of Americans, that ringing never goes away. Andy Vasoyan has this sound portrait of a USC music student living with the condition.
I've had tinnitus since I was in 10th grade, so that would be about 4 years now. Yeah, and I'm 19 now. So I went to a Mastodon concert. And they're like a metal band, and I was in the front row, and I was actually wearing earplugs because I was like wary about my hearing before that, but still that didn't do a good enough job, so ever since then my ears have been ringing, so yeah. Like, it kind of was almost like my ear canal was swollen, and it was like I couldn't stick my finger like as far into my ears as I could normally, and they felt numb and they were ringing, and I was used to playing, like I said before, so I knew that like that was a feeling that generally would go away, but the ringing didn't. It's not loud enough for me to hear it during the day, so the only time that it bothers me really is at night before I go to bed. And if I play like a track, you know, from like an MP3 player, like through speakers, you know, like an ambient track, or if I'm listening to some music, I won't notice it. Some people say it sounds like screaming to them. It really just like depends on who the person is, you know, and their the damage that was done. But mine is kind of like this, you know, like a shushing sound that never really like stops.
I'm Randall Bartlett. I'm an audiologist in private practice that specializes in tinnitus and sound sensitivity management. Tinnitus usually comes from some type of auditory injury.
Yeah, so I went to a Mastodon concert.
Or some type of injury to the brain.
And I was in the front row.
The auditory system can't differentiate between noise or sound comes in out from the real world from the noise that's being generated internally. There's about 40 to 50 million Americans who have very substantially noticeable tinnitus.
It's scary.
20%, it bothers them.
And it causes anxiety.
I mean, if you can imagine being imprisoned by a sound that you can't escape from.
Like for me, if I get really worked up about it, it seems to get worse.
Musicians have an unusually heightened sensitivity to sound.
I do jazz, that's what I study here.
They analyze sound.
I play metal stuff, like progressive stuff.
They're focused on sound.
I'm getting into like classical stuff.
Sound is their world.
I just got asked to be in a punk band.
The auditory cortex for a musician is much larger than it is for the average person.
So I really did run the board, you know, in terms of style.
So every nuance that's not right can be incredibly disturbing to them.
You know, it might be your favorite band or something, but it's like not worth it. to lose your hearing like that. And like I say, you know, I have this condition and like you don't want it. If I could do that over again, I wouldn't have been in the front row. And I think about like that's the thing that really I guess bothers me the most, besides like the compounding noise at night. It's like I think about, man, that one experience, if I'd have just like, you know, stood a few rows back, not right by the speaker, I would be fine, you know, or like it wouldn't be like this. So yeah.
Each year, tourists come from all over the world to stroll along the Santa Monica Pier. That marks the end of the famous Route 66. We bring you this sound portrait of one of the most iconic places in Southern California.
My name is Luis Chavez. I've been painting for approximately 4 years. My dad's been doing it for about 30, so I pretty much learned it from him. I'm the youngest one here. I don't live from this. I actually just do this as a hobby. It's an extra income, and while I still go to school, you know, I'm a going for mechanical engineering and auto technician. To do this for a living, I mean, it is possible. I mean, my dad did it for about 30 years. He lived from this. He raises from this.
I'm from the island of Trinidad and Tobago. That's in the Caribbean. I perform Caribbean music. I play music on the steel pans. You know, it's just like a piano, and I, you know, felt some of my music on the pier here. I have a wonderful experience. I've met all people of all ways of life, whether they be here in the United States or they're from Japan, China, Brazil, I mean, Australia. I've met people from all over the world right here, and it's been a wonderful experience. I have no complaints.
We're from England. We're on vacation, and we've just come down to the beach to have a walk.
My name is Patricia, and I'm from Poland.
My cousin is visiting from Montana and has never been to LA, so I thought it was a great place to take him to look at the ocean and sit in the sun and see some of the nice sights.
It's nice. Everything is quiet and
nice and clean.
And clean.
The pier for me, honestly, it's very relaxing. My favorite thing would just be breathing the fresh air. You know, whether I'm working or just walking, just breathing the fresh air and the variety of of people that you get to meet as a vendor, or you know, just see, and as you know, just an everyday person. Yeah.
That sound portrait was produced by Tina Gutierrez. That's it for this Wednesday. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Elizabeth Nonemaker.